But Mashen came to Beitza. Mashen came an egg that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's also to eat the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to eat it the second day. Even though an egg born on the first day Pesach, you're allowed to eat it the second day Pesach. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's more strict, like he had the Gemara and Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Because Rosh Hashanah, the first takana was 2 days Vaday. So how could you say he could do medicine in the second day of Rosh Hashanah? It's like a Vaday Kedushas Yom Tov. It should be also to do refuah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Or Malaysi answered back, I go like Nadoi, I go like Hishita. The Yamri Nadoi says, after Beitza, even Beitza is also Mutter. And the Loch is not like this. The Loch is that a Beitza is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Loch is you're not allowed to take medicine in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Or my Daitcha, so he's answering, Nadoi is answering back, my Daitcha, why do you want to say the second day of Rosh Hashanah should be Chomer, should be like a Vada Yom Tov? Because we had before on Daf Hei that Dilmi Ma'avr Le'elu, maybe they'll make Elul an extra day, and they'll keep, in other words, the Eidim will come very late, and they'll make Taka the next day of Rosh Hashanah, and they kept today Rosh Hashanah. So there's a case that you'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. He said over them, from the times of Ezra and onwards, never came out, Elul was an extra, was an Ibra, had an extra day to it. Elul was only 29 days, that's all. The 30th day was always Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it never came out to be a doubt about Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, we keep 2 days as only a doubtful, a suffix. It's not like a vaday. Therefore, Nadoi holds that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Rosh Hashanah, like a regular 2 days Yom Tov of Pesach Sukkos. And therefore, he holds you're allowed to use medicine also the second day Yom Tov. Mashenge, we hold not like that. We hold Rosh Hashanah is more strict. The second day is like a vaday. But then the Mishnah said, V'yein oifin pitin geritzin el rakikin. You can't bake thick bread, only thin bread. Tana Rabbanan, V'yishama Yirmashami says, V'yein oifin pasav v'pesach. You can't bake nice thick bread on Pesach. So the Havimini Riz is a question of chametz. If it's too thick, it'll become chametz. That's why you can't do it on Pesach. Well, Beisilu Matirin, Beisilu says, no, even a thick matzah you could also make. V'kama pasav, how thick could the matzah be to still be kosher to eat on Pesach? Amarafuna tefach. Mamash 4 inches wide. That's how big the matzah could be and still be kosher. She came mitzina b'lechem upon him. Every Shabbos they made the lechem upon him. It was a tefach wide, and it had to be for matzah, not chametz. It couldn't be chametz. So you see, you can make a matzah a tefach thick, a nice challah that's not chametz thick. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Kasher, don't bring me a raya from the shteil lechem. In Mamrubah's reason, it was said that they could do it in the base of Migdash, Tekhanim could bake it that way so fast the nation doesn't become chametz. Yoimru b'shein's reason. You want to say any private person can make such a thick bread in his own house on Pesach? You have to be afraid. You're not so zoros. You're not so careful and fast like the Kanamah. In Marmur b'pasa mela by the shteil lechem, they worked on it a lot. They used to bang it a lot. That's why it didn't become chametz. Yoimru b'pasheinu mela. You want to say by your own private bread the dough there that you don't bang it up so much. In Marmur b'eitzim yaveshim, there in the base of Midrash, the wood they use is very dried out wood. Therefore, the fire was very hot. Therefore, baked it up very well, didn't become chametz. Yoimu, you want to tell me, b'yetzam lachem, you could do a private house where your wood is not so hot, it's a little bit wet, it's damp the wood, it doesn't give off such a good heat. In Marmru, Batana Chamev was set in the Beis Hamikdash that had a very hot tanner, was baking a lot there. Yoimu, Batana Tzonin, you want to say now a private oven that are not as hot as the tanner from the Beis Hamikdash. In Marmru, Batana Shel Matchis, it was said about in the Beis Hamikdash, the oven was made for metal. That kept it very, very hot. Yermu, you want to say, but Tanu Shacheris, a normal person's in his own house, his own oven is made out of earthly clay. That doesn't make it so hot. So you can't tell me from the fact they made the shtei lechem and they made the lechem upon him in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't chametz. Who didn't know? Everybody can make in his own house also such. It's not true. So Amr Rabbi Yirmi, this like this. Amr Rabbi Yirmi Baraba. Sheilis es Rabbi Biyuchra. Yes, Rabbi privately. Omani, who is my Rabbi? Who is the chasher person? Rav. That my Passover, what does it mean talking to Mishnah here, you can't bake a Passover on Yom Tov? He meant to say Pras Meruba. It wasn't talking about how thick it is. Just mean you're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. And Ika the army, some say Rabbi Yimi Barabba, Amarav, that Shila says Rebbe, Ayes Rebbe, the Yichud privately, Omani, who is this Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ayes Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my Passover. What does it mean in the Mishnah, according to Veshama, you can't bake a thick bread on Yom Tov? It means pas meruba. It means a lot of bread. You can't bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. If you have my carvel pas lova, why is it called a thick bread? Mishum de nefisha belisha. You have a lot of dough. In order to bake a lot of bread means you have to use a lot of dough. Inami, another territory is biyasra, the high town on this town's place where he lived, pas meruba, a lot of bread, pas over carvel, was called a thick bread. So that's what our Mishnah means. You can't bake b'kitzah a lot of bread on Yom Tov. For the Gemara Michti. So what are you telling me now? What should be the yisur? How come you can't bake a lot of bread? Mishum the katara tircha, because you're working too much. It's a tircha, it's a bother. The light circles you don't need, like you don't need so much bread on Yom Tov. But since you don't need so much bread, don't bake it on Yom Tov. If so, Mayi Ripesach, why is he talking about on Pesach here, Mashmas Chomitz, Afilu B'Shah Yom Tovim. It's not a din in Chomitz, it's Allah and Nuchas Yom Tov. So why does it say Dafka Pesach for, even Sukkot and Shavuot should also be the same Aloha? That according to Beis Shammai, it's a tircha to bake a lot of bread. And the Gemara Enoch and Naimi, you take it true, it's true what you're saying. The Tana, the Yom Tov the Pesach Koi. Now this Tana, when he said over this Aloha, I was talking about on Pesach. Therefore he said Pesach. But it's not Aloha and Pesach Dik Aloha Mishum Chomitz. It's a loch in the Yom Tov Dik Aloha. The Beis Shammai says it's too much tircha involved, too much bother in baking a lot of bread. Tani Nam Yachav, we learn like this also. Beis Shammai Yermim, Einoifin, Pasim, Ruba, Bibi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. It's too much tircha. Mestam, even if you need it. Oh, Beis Silo Matir, Beis Silo Matir, no, as much as you need for Yom Tov, even though it's a lot of bread, it's a lot of work, whatever you need for Yom Tov, Tanak Vitzmuta. Weiter. Afu Oimer. He also, Rabbi Gamliel also used to say, Shleisha Dvorim Lohokil. There were three things we used to do, Lekula, we used to be Mekul. Mechabdin Beis Hamitois. We used to clean the bedroom on a Yom Tov. Or Rashi says, Beis HaMesiv Sheichlim Shom, in the place you used to eat. Shoyim Mesubim Yechlim Lagab Yomitis. You used to eat on lying down on beds. O Menich HaNesal Mugma B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn like spices in order to make it smell nice on Yom Tov. That's also mutter. There's Levona Agab Yecholim. You can throw Levona, the senses, on top of coals in order to make the smell come up. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. That's called Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. So according to Beis Hillel, this is mutter. V'yaisin Gedi Makulis V'Leil Psochim. You're allowed to roast like a gedi, the whole kid, makulis means that like they did by Korban Pesach, roast the whole kid the way it is. Not to cut off in pieces, but roast the whole animal the way it is. The chachomim oisrim. Chachomim say, no, nothing doing, it's awesome. Because the Baal looks like you're doing a Korban Pesach, that's awesome. Shrash, chachomim oisrim, b'shleishin, all three. The chavid, you can't clean the house, mishum ashva gumis. At that time, it's talking about the floors were dirt, and you're afraid maybe there are holes in the dirt, and when you're sweeping it, you're going to smooth out the holes, it's nisa binyan. Uvimugma, why can't you burn spices? Mishum de lav sarah kol nefeshu. The Chum said it's not called shav l'chol nefesh. Not everybody needs to smell these spices. Only some as mafunik, that's very sensitive. Umahai time asrinin le b'ksubis. And the gzi will see in the Gemara, why not? You can't do it after the churban abayis. You're not allowed to roast the whole meat on Pesach. It looks like you're doing kachim bachutz. Omer Ravasi, machloikis legamer. The machlokes now Mishnah, whether it's mutter or not, is only to burn the spices in order to smell the odor. Avol hareyach divrei hakam mutter. So Rashi's machlokes agama means kishosh rachomim lechom said it's also yosru elo kishemnicha kedei ligma bakelim. Forget, you want to burn the spices in order that the smoke, the smell, should go into your clothing to make the clothing smell nicely. That's when the chom say it's also. You want the smell to go into your clothing. It's not to make you smell nice, but to make the kelim smell nice. That's when the chum says it's aser. But if you only do it, almanas the odor should come up that you should smell it, that's called hanoyis haguf, and that's called oichon nefesh, it's daimot oichon nefesh, and everybody holds the smutter. That's what Rav Asi wants to say. So the machlokes in the Mishnah was chum says sauce is only when you're making these spices, the smell to come up is only to make the clothing smell nice. Avol areya for the person himself to smell the odor, the rihakol's mutter. Meis, we have a question you. The din is a mechabdin beis hamitis. Our Mishnah says you can't sweep out the floor on Yom Yomtiv. Vishal beis hamgamliyom mechabdin. They were mekul said you're allowed to. Omer Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. Pomim harbe nechnasti acher abol beis hamgamliyom. A lot of times I went after the Gamliel, and they would not clean up the floor, sweep up the floor on Yom Tov. They would only sweep up the floor on Erev Yom Tov. You know what they did? And on the sweep, nice, cleaned up floor, they would spread out a nice sheet. And the Mocha, when it comes tomorrow on Yom Tov, when they had guests coming and they wanted the room to look nice, what they would do is then, they would just take away then the nice sheets on the floor. It came out, the house was beautiful. Me'elo by itself. But they held it was also to sweep the floor on Yom Tov. Ormuloy, they said back to him, Im Cain, if so, Af b'Shabbos mutl as Cain. If that's what they did, it's not only mutl to do on Yom Tov, you could even do that on Shabbos also, to make the house look nice. you're not allowed to burn the spices on Yom Tov. V'shabesu v'gamliyo menichin. The other did burn the spices on Yom Tov. Now, Amr Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Tovim Harber, a lot of times, dechnas niyachah abel l'beis v'gamliyo. A lot of times I went to visit Rav Gamliel. V'lehoyim menichin esam umar v'yontiv. I did not see them really burning the spices on Yontiv itself. Ela mavir nadaskoye shobarzel. What they did was they had this pitcher-like made out of metal. U'ma'ashtin oisim erev Yontiv. On Erev Yontiv, they would fill it up with the smoke, the odor of the scents. U'faikikinikveim. And they would clog up the holes of this vessel. Erev Yontiv and Erev Yontiv. In other words, the odor, the good spice, the smell was inside this metal kli. L'macher on Yontiv. Kishorcha nechnasim, when their visitors came, poischinet nikveim, they would open up the holes, v'nimtsu abayis mezgama mi'elov, and now the house would smell delicious. All the odor came out of this kli and made the house smell nice. In other words, I saw that they did not really burn the spices on Yontiv itself, so he also held it was osur. They just did it from Erev Yontiv. Armullah, they said back to him, came, if that's true, after Shabbos Mutta, such a thing you could even do on Shabbos. After Shabbos Mutta, lasses came. El Yitma, if you learn Toch Yitma, this is the way you're supposed to learn. That Om Ravasi, in other words, we see clearly the question is making Mugmar on Yom Tov itself. That the Man Yarm and the Mishnah says you're allowed to. We see the Machloikis is even in making it smell nice. That there's a tzad to say you're not allowed to burn the spices even to make the room smell nice. Not like Ravasi wanted to say. That to make the room smell nice, that you should smell it for sure it's Mutter. It's only Machloikis to make your clothing, your jacket smell nice. Here it's Mashm, even to make the room smell nicely, he said they did not do it. So Mar says, Eliyit Machim, if you want, this is the way you should learn. Om Ravasi, Machloikis L'Reich. Machloikis is the smell. Avul Agamir. But to make your clothing smell good, Osir. Everybody holds this Osir. Now, Iboilihu, Ma'al Ashen. What about, Rashi says, Peiris Boshin B'Storm Melikloi Tam Abushim. What about if you have fruits, and you want the smell of the spice to go into the fruits? Can you burn the spice in order that the smell should go into the fruit? Now, to go into the clothing, we said it's Osir. What about into the fruits, into the food? It's also wasser. Shmuel says here it's mutter. Hey, since you're making the food smell good, so that's bechal eichon efeshrei. It's not there to making your clothing. If you're only making the spices that the smell should go into your clothing, that's osser. It's not called eichon efesh. Going into your clothing is not such hanoyis aguf. That's awesome. But to make the smell go into fruit and then you can eat the fruit, there'll be a better, more geschmack, that's mutter, that's more there to eichon efesh. Rafun Ramarasa Mfnesha Mechab, you're exhausted because before you be mechab, you're putting out the fire. When you put the food on top of these burning charcoals, or not the food, but when you put the spice on top of the charcoals, you're taking it out. So this malachim is awesome. Omer Rav Nachman, Vnei Mamar, Mevnei Shemar, why don't you say better? You're burning the spices, you're not allowed to burn it. If you don't, it's not called Echon Efesh, it should be awesome. Omer, you answer back, Chilosim Mechab, what happens when you put these spices, when you throw it down on the coals, first, it puts out the coal a little bit. For Soifi Mavr, at the end, it makes it burn better. So that's why I said first Mechaba, and then say Mavr. Om Rav Yudah, Agabe Gechela Sosish. No, to put a mamash on top of the coal is Taka with Soser. Because you're Taka putting out the fire. Agabe Cheres Mutter. But we only have a Cheres. You heated up the hot plate. And now the hot plate is hot. On that, you're allowed to put the scents. Because you're not really burning the scents. So that's Mutter Taka. Mashenk, it's only Yosef to put it on top of the coals. That's awesome, Mishum, Kiboy, that's Taker awesome. If Rabbi says no, Rabbi says, Agabi Cheres Nami Yosef. Even Agabi Cheres also it's awesome. Mishum, the Kamoy Ledrecha. Because you're causing smell to go into a food. It's called like you're creating smell now. You're creating smell, that's awesome. Shrashi Shinich Nas Becheres. Because when you want to put the scents like into the cheres, even into this earthly kli, you're making the smell go into the kli. Shlohoya by reich, it didn't have smell before. V'yasim with rabbonin. Shamoy ledov chodesh by creating something new. Karavu liyaisim melacha chadasha. It looks like you're doing a new melacha. See, even on an earthly kli, if it's hot and you want to put the scents into this kli, since the scents now is going to be like burnt up there, and it'll cause the kli itself to become smelly nice, that's doima to a melacha, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. All right, we'll stop here tonight. You're holding up Chav Gimel. All right, last Gemara again was, so last Gemara again. Iboilu. Last Gemara was again, Iboilu Ma'aloshin. Are you allowed to rush his loshin means peiris boshin besomim likloy tam aboisim? If you have fruits and you want to put the fruits over burning spices, that the smell is coming up, and you want the smell to go into the fruit, is it mutter to do it on Yom Tov or not? So Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav Osir. It's also, you're not allowed to do it. You're burning, you're being mavir, it's also, it's not called Eichel Nefesh. Or Shmuel Amar Mutter, Shmuel says you're allowed to do it. What's the Svara? Rav Huni Omar Osir Mefnei Shemechabe. Because you're making a kibui. When you put the fruits on top of the burning coals, you're like putting out the fire. So you have no heter to do this malach. It's not called you're making Eichel Nefesh. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, for name Amar, if you want to say it's us already, why do you only say it's a mechabi putting out the fire? Name Amar, if Neshem Aver, why don't you say you're also burning? You're like burning the spices, you're burning the food to get the smell to go into the food. Omalei, he answered back, it's true, but chilosai mechabi v'soifem Aver. At the beginning, the first thing that happens is you put out the fire. When you put the food on top of the burning coals, first you make part of the coals go out, and then it burns up more. So the first malach you're doing is kibui, taking out the fire, and he holds it's also, it's not called tzarech oichon nefesh. So Amar Rav Yehuda, agave gecheles osir. This is true if you're putting it on top of burning coals. Then there's, like Rashi says, dika mechabe umavir. Then you're first of all putting out the coals, and then later you make it burn better when the fruit's on top of it, it burns better. So that's why it's also to do on Yom.